Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And I am broadcasting live today with just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful but cold Atlanta, Georgia. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me from all over the world, it seems. And my declaration over your life is that your good has already been prepared and is just waiting for you to awaken to it so that it can manifest in your life. Isn't that great? Well, thank you again for joining me today. And as I always say, I believe that if you are listening to me today, that you were attracted to this show and that today there will be hope, encouragement, and solutions for your life today. Well, how are you doing today? Well, it is a cold day here in Atlanta, Georgia, and guess what? I have just returned from a six-day cruise in the Bahamas just a couple of hours ago, and I had a wonderful, relaxing, inspirational, fun time. And you know something? People know about the Law of Attraction Radio Network all the way in the Bahamas. That's right. When I told them that I was a host on LOA Radio Network, they said, I've heard that before. And they especially know about our founder, Jules, so I was really excited about that. Well, I visited Freeport and Nassau, and even though I already have a tan, I laid out on the beach, and I think I got just a little bit more of a tan, and it was so wonderful. You know, on Thursday, as I was sitting on the beautiful white beaches in Nassau, I just sort of looked over the beautiful emerald green water, and the picture that I saw was just like the picture that I had been holding in my mind prior to the actual manifestation of this trip, and I was just so grateful to God. What an amazing moment for me, and it made me realize, like I always say, that we play a large role in creating our own reality. We're actually partnering with God to create our own reality. So I'm grateful to be back in the U.S. and grateful for the wonderful life that God has given to me. And I'm grateful for you, my global family, and you know that you are my family, and I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. Well, guess what? Today is my birthday. Happy birthday to me. I can't sing, but I am so grateful. Yes, today, Sunday, November the 7th, is my birthday. And I actually celebrate my birthday for 30 days from November the 7th until December the 7th. So the best birthday present that you could give me today would be to send me a special email wishing me a happy birthday and letting me know how much this radio network and this show is really changing and blessing your life. So that means that if you happen to be listening to an archive podcast, you still can send me a belated birthday present telling me who you are and how this radio network and this show is changing your life. So email me today, my birthday greeting at Constance@FulfillingYourPurpose.com. Well, today, are you ready? I have another great guest. My special guest today is Mr. Rashid Edwards, and he will be talking about untapping the riches from within to manifest your heart's desire. So I want you to stay tuned, and after this quick commercial, I will be right back.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOA Radio Network. com.
Hello, this is Constance Arnold, your success coach. Do you feel stuck Are you ready for change in the areas of business, relationships, or career? Then contact me today for your complimentary coaching session. We will partner together to develop individualized strategies and projects that will move you towards the life of your dreams. So email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com or visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and discover and take advantage of the diverse coaching packages that I have designed just with you in mind. Well, I want you to really take advantage of all of my coaching opportunities, all of the products and all of the affirmation CDs and my book and all of the coaching is really designed just with you in mind. And, you know, I have a guarantee that if you coach with me for a year and you're willing to do the work, you will not recognize the life that you have after that year. So go to www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, are you ready? My special guest today is Mr. Rashid Edwards. He is a life, spiritual, and mind coach with certification. He comes qualified people in NLP, hypnotherapy, and EFT. He's just an awesome, great coach. He believes that we all have a higher purpose. I know you believe that also, and it's his personal belief that when we are living in alignment with that divine purpose, that we can really receive healing and that actually we can start a global healing. He is just a wonderful person. He has a passion for helping others, and you are going to be blessed today. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow, Monday, is Rashid's birthday. So we're just in a great birthday celebration here in Atlanta. So Rashid Edwards, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you, Ms. Arnold. Thank you so much. And happy birthday to you.
Well, happy birthday to you. We're having a birthday celebration here. Well, I'm really excited because we're going to be talking about untapping the riches within. But share with my listeners just a little bit about who you are and how in the world did you come to start doing the work that you're doing that's so powerful and life-changing?
That's a very, very interesting story, but I'll spare a few of the details. I think the way I would say that I arrived at what I do, and what I do is actually coaching by way of different modes. I use, as you mentioned, hypnotherapy, which is a therapeutic way of using hypnosis.
And we're going to talk about that later.
Mm-hmm. And I also use EFT, which is emotional freedom technique. That's kind of a distant cousin to, say, acupressure. It's basically tapping different energy meridians to help release blocked energy. And I also use NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. And I consider NLP to be kind of like an eyes-open method of hypnosis, so to speak. But those are the modalities that I use. And in actuality, I came into those different modalities because I was actually intending to study the mind. And, you know, you know how synchronicities occur. When you intend to move in one direction and a barrage of different things come your way, and you just, you know, one by one attack different things. And as I was doing these things, hypnosis was the first thing that came to my awareness. And I started studying hypnosis. And what I later found out was that the pursuit of the mind in the way that I wanted to study was actually being unfolded to me by way of hypnosis. And so from hypnosis, I went on to NLP and later EFT. And I also made use of some other modalities, but it was, you know, one of those synchronistic paths that I was able to tap into and come into such an enlightened viewpoint now.
Well, you know, Rashid, that is a great point, and I want all of my listeners to really take note of what Rashid said. And basically what he did was he set forth an intention, and as he began to move, God began to put certain things in his heart. He was drawn to certain things. He felt attracted to certain things, and he just took small baby steps, I'm sure, Rachid, on a daily basis, and eventually his purpose and his destiny just sort of unfolded in front of his eyes. And so I'm so glad that you're with us today. So we're going to be talking about untapping those wonderful, powerful, enormous riches within. You know, Rachid, I say it's all about going within. And I have a saying that when you don't go within, you're going to do without. And so that means that it's an inside job and you've got to do the inner work. So let's talk about, how does the mind work in conjunction with the law of attraction? And basically, what is the difference between the brain and the mind?
Okay. Well, I want to first kind of preface my comments here with the notion that everything that exists, exists by virtue of design, of the grand design of our Creator. And so when I get into these different disciplines, in actuality, what I'm saying is that we have been given these different qualities, these different characteristics that we can gain access to give benefit to us and to help us grow in consciousness and just expand and grow and become or experience whatever we will. But now, onto your question about how the mind works to coordinate the law of attraction. It kind of works in several different ways. Primarily, I would say that it works by way of your thoughts and your desires, because your thoughts and desires are kind of like the kickstart to setting off that vibrational offering. So, you know, when you hold a thought or a desire or an intent in your consciousness, it grows and expands by law. But what also has to happen is that you must maintain a magnetic vibratory resonance to attract what you're creating. And basically what I'm saying is that when you focus on something, it expands and it grows. And by magnetic vibratory resonance, I'm saying everything is energy. And so when you focus on it, you begin to go into entrainment with the energy of the thing that you want to attract. You know, like when, you know, entrainment, kind of like, you know, they say if you have several different alarm clocks, or excuse me, grandfather clocks that have pendula, within a certain period of time, they will all begin to swing at the same time with the same pattern. And so that's what's considered entrainment.
I did not know that. I didn't know that. And so my listeners need to watch what they're thinking, watch what they desire, and watch their intention. And if they hold that on a consistent basis, then that is what would create the magnetic vibration for them. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's, you know, we and I don't want to make it too technical, but, you know, when you focus on something, that's part of your creative potential, because your focus begins to kick in the quality of your attention and your intention. And so when you have that laser-like focus on something, now what you're doing is you're growing it in your consciousness. You're expanding it. You're kind of turning it over and over. And as energy, as they say with energy, as energy begins to move, it picks up more energy and it attracts more energy. And so it's kind of like, you know, a ball of static. A ball of lint that's full of static. As it continues to roll and turn over and over, it attracts more lint, and pretty soon that little ball of static lint is now a big ball of static lint, and that's kind of how it works by way of your attention and your intention through focus.
Well, you know, that's a powerful statement, Rachid, and I think you put it so beautifully about how we can deliberately, on purpose, determine what we're going to put our attention and intention on and focus with clarity and with, passion, and eventually, over time, those things will manifest in our lives.
Yes, ma'am, exactly. And it also does. Go ahead. Something else it does as well is, when you're focusing on something, it kind of puts you in the moment. It puts you, you become aware in that moment. And so you begin to have something like an, not an objective experience, but a subjective experience. And when you're in the moment, that's a very powerful place to come from, because being in the moment helps you experience something within. And we know it's very important that, or we understand the law of correspondence in that, you know, before you can experience something without, you have to experience it within. And that's part of the crux of what goes on with the law of attraction. That's why visualization is important, because you have to go into that inner sanctuary and you have to have a full, a very immersed experience of what it is that you're giving your attention and your intention to by way of focus. And so that helps you really connect to it.
So how can my listeners be in the moment? For example, if someone needs more money, how can they be in the moment of abundance when they don't have any money, Rashid? What should they do? Give me an example of how to be in the moment.
A very good example of being in the moment. Well, first, let's deal with perception. Now, if it's money that we want, money is really just a form of currency that represents a medium of exchange. So it's instead of, I would say first, let's start with, instead of saying money, let's find something in particular, a particular experience first, and let's focus on that, because having a whole lot of money might be outside of your beliefs, you know, and that's a whole, you know, we'll get to beliefs a little later, hopefully, but something that you can do is you can shift your focus to something that is a little closer to your awareness and your experience of belief. Like, say, for instance, instead of saying I want a whole lot of money, let's say I want to be able to take a trip, or, you know, I want to go to the Bahamas like you did.
Right.
So then we can focus on that thing in particular and give our attention to it, and we may have had a recent or a distant experience with that. But what we do is we get into the energy of that experience, and you get into all of the sensory perception of it. I mean, when I say that, I mean you want to see all of the sounds. So what you're going to do is you're going to close your eyes. This is the best way to do it. Close your eyes and visualize or imagine what it would be like or what it was like when you did experience this in all the richness of the color and the sound and the emotions and everything that you sense, that you experience or you imagine you will experience. You can even make up a movie in your mind, but continue to play that movie, you know, here and there, over and over on a daily basis for a while. And what this does is this builds up that entrainment. It builds up the momentum of being able to get in become a vibratory match for that thing.
And that's right. And I think that's what I did, Rashid. I, in my mind, I saw myself on the beach. I saw the emerald green water. I saw the white sand. I heard the Seahawks flying around. I heard the Bahamian music. And so actually on Thursday when I was on the beach, it was like deja vu for me, because in my mind I had already been there.
And that's beautiful. That is very beautiful. And one of the things that I like to mention is that when we get into doing these things, like I said, for, you know, someone who's having some difficulty, you don't want to just jump right out with things that are a little bit outside of your belief system. You want to attract a few things and gain some momentum, because what happens is once you begin to be able to put this into effect, then now you have just influenced your belief system. Because it's one thing to know, but it's something totally different to believe. There's a quote I recently came into awareness of. It says that if I know, I might, but if I believe, I will.
Oh.
And so that belief is very important. So as you gain momentum, as you become more adept at bringing these practices, you know, out, then you can move into, you know, the higher things, because now you have a new structured belief. Now you don't have a belief system that's contradictory to this whole philosophy or this whole phenomena of the law of attraction.
Okay, well, let's talk about belief systems because they are so crucial and they play a major role. So how do our beliefs help us, or how do they limit us from really attracting successful, healthy lives? I know so many people say, Constance, I've read The Secret, and I'm really practicing the law of attraction, but nothing is happening. So let's talk about beliefs and how they really impact our ability to manifest our heart's desires.
Well, in short, really, beliefs are actually the realm of possibilities for you. So when you have a belief for something, that means that it's able to exist in your consciousness. When something is outside of your belief system, you don't have access to it. Mm. And, you know, you hear people like Les Brown constantly telling you, you don't have to believe that you will, just believe that it's possible. Once you believe that it's possible, that's just like putting a dollar in your wallet. If you go to the grocery store with no money in your wallet, you can't buy anything. But if you have a dollar in your wallet, you might not be able to buy everything, but you can buy something within the bounds of what a dollar will buy you. This is how your beliefs are. Your beliefs actually set up for you what you'll experience in life. And so beliefs, or lack thereof, give you your realm of possibilities. And we got our beliefs from experiences that we had, basically from the point that we took consciousness up to maybe 5 or 6 years old. It's what psychology calls the imprint phase. And what happened during your imprint phase was that your mind was so wide open because it didn't have really much by way of data to judge anything by. So your mind was wide open, and everything that came to you during this imprint phase came to you basically unchecked and unchallenged. But once you developed, or once your database, once your mind had enough data there, what then happened was that your mind began to not only kind of divide itself or structure itself, I should say. It structured itself into the two main areas of the mind, the subconscious and the conscious mind. And what happened was, is once you developed enough data, the conscious mind formed a barrier around your subconscious mind. They call the conscious mind the protective mind because it protects the subconscious. And so the conscious mind started at the point that you had that data in place and that it began to protect the subconscious mind, it started to critically analyze all information that came in from that point forward. And what it did was it would filter the information according to your beliefs and experiences. So when we look at beliefs, okay, now we know where they came from. And basically, when people deal with beliefs, most people think beliefs have something to do with truth, but by definition, a belief is nothing more than a mental attitude of acceptance or assent towards an idea or an object without knowledge of whether or not that thing is true.
So, Rashid, a person could really be right now believing a lie, believing that I cannot have wealth, or I cannot have love in my life, or I cannot lose weight, or I cannot have a great career or great family. And so if that is their belief, even though it is not true, that's what they will continually repeat over and over again, and that's what they will manifest time and time again until they change that belief. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. You are absolutely right. And actually, I'm glad you said that, because along with the beliefs, now we have to give something else consideration. Okay, beliefs give you your thoughts. What happens is the average person thinks about 60,000 thoughts a day.
Wow.
And of those 60,000 thoughts, about 10% of those are new thoughts. So what you're looking at is about 54,000 of the same thoughts repeatedly, day in and day out. And what makes this significant is because, okay, how do we get our vibratory frequency? How do we get our vibration? What frequency we're vibrating on? We get that from our emotions and our thoughts. So if you were a person who had a very challenging upbringing, you know, you didn't receive a lot of love and encouragement and positive energy, and it's very likely then that you're a person who has a lot of negative thoughts playing in the background of your mind. I call it the soundtrack of our early life. You know, these thoughts that just play over and over. You know, like when you're in a movie, different scenes in the movie, you'll hear part of the soundtrack, but you don't really pay attention to it.
Right.
This is what happens with these 60,000 thoughts. They happen a little more frequently, you know, 60,000 thoughts. And so these are the things that are going over and over in our mind. And on top of that, you can't think negative thoughts and really feel truly positive, you know, because that's like having, you know, two different energies or beliefs occupying the same space. It just doesn't happen. So during the period of time that you're processing these thoughts, you become the equivalent of whatever that the vibration of that thought is. And so it's important that we look at these things.
Really right. Well, you know, let's go back to those 60,000 thoughts really quickly. And so that means if a person is repeatedly saying, as I said earlier, I can't do that, I'm too old to go back to school, and they say the same thing day after day, in order to change that vibration or change that belief, they would have to begin to think and say something differently. Is that what we're saying here? And we would need to increase maybe what we deliberately think about on a daily basis to maybe 20 or 30%, and that would really change our lives, wouldn't it? Because that means that we would be having new thoughts every day, day
yes,
after
ma'am.
Day after day coming into our lives.
That's exactly the case. In fact, I can speak personally on how my life changed years ago. I was in a terrible situation in terms of my employment. And I was constantly playing over these thoughts over and over. And I at this time, I wasn't aware of, you know, these spiritual principles. So I was locked into what people may consider a dead-end job. And for the first time really in my adult life, I had experienced something where basically I worked for someone who didn't respect me for how I worked. And I just had a bad situation. And so every day, you know, this is what I did. I woke up, I immediately got tired as soon as I woke up because I found myself going to a job that I hated. And as I hated this job, I began to play. It was like almost like clockwork. Each morning, I can remember that I had a particular thought as soon as I awakened. And that's dangerous.
It is.
Because when you have negative thoughts as soon as you awake, you're basically setting the path for how your day is going to develop, because your mind, when you awake, at 5 to 10 minutes as you awaken and 5 to 10 minutes as you fall asleep, your mind goes to a slight alpha stage. And basically what this does is what happens is that your critical mind now is resting, and you're going into a more creative areas of mind. And so that's why with my coaching, I tell people that they have like audio affirmations, that they should play those affirmations just as they're falling asleep or as soon as they wake up, listen to those, because you're bypassing your critical mind in these 10 to 15 minutes. And so that's the best time to take that stuff in, where you don't have to, where your critical mind isn't trying to judge these things. But at any rate,
how did you begin to change your life from being hating your job, hating to get up every day, having the same kind of thoughts? I'm sure that some of my listeners may be experiencing the same thing that you're talking about, Rashid. So what did you do to really bring yourself out of that and to begin to create the life that you're living now?
I did something very interesting. I think one of the first, I think the first enlightener I came across was Dr. Robert Anthony, and he had a program. And what I did actually was I played that program on my way to work, on my way home. I stopped listening to the radio. I tuned the radio, TV, and a whole bunch of distractions out, and I totally focused on this new information that I was learning, because it was new, and it was like a breath of fresh air. It was something that really resonated with me, yet it was new. It was kind of like, okay, somewhere within, I knew the truth in it, but yet
right.
It was new to me. And so I took in that information, and then from there, I was going to the library getting more and more new information. And that's kind of what you have to do. You know, it's like if you have a circle and say the circumference of that circle is only able to hold 20 marbles, you're not going to change what's in that circle. If something within that circle is a problem, you really can't change those marbles, per se. What you have to do is, you have to put in more marbles. And as you put in more new marbles, it's going to force other things outside of the circumference of that circle. And so, you know, I tell people, don't try to change the particular thing. You know, if you have a challenge, deal with the challenge. But then beyond that, take something new in. Focus on something that is in the direction that you want to grow in, and focus on it. Give that your energy. Because once you start to focus on a problem, well, as we've stated earlier, anything you focus on expands and grows.
Right.
So you want to focus on things in the direction that you want to grow in.
Well, you know, that's a great example, the whole circle with marbles in it. And so basically what you're saying to my listeners is that if you have 20 marbles and those are all negative things in your life, what you need to do is put in marble 21, which is positive and which affirms you. And what would happen over time is that would get bigger and bigger, and then some of those other marbles would just move out of that circle. Is that basically what we're saying? That's a dynamic example of how people can bring about change.
Yes, Ms. Arnold, that's absolutely what we're saying here.
Well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Mr. Rashid Edwards, and we are talking about untapping the riches within. Rashid, let's talk a little bit. You've mentioned it briefly about vibrational frequency, and if we're not getting what we desire, is it because our frequencies are not aligning or matching what we're saying with our mouth? So to my listeners, what is the vibrational frequency? Why is it important, and how can we change it so that we can begin to manifest what we desire?
Okay. What your vibrational frequency is it's the frequency that your life force energy is resonating at. So let's say, for instance, we can use the cell tower analogy. Okay, on cell towers, you know, you have the big tower, and then you have the big dish or the antennas on the towers.
Right.
Well, your mind is the antenna or the big dish on the tower. And we know those antennas, they broadcast microwaves or radio waves. Well, this is what your thought, your mind is broadcasting thoughts. And so when you achieve a vibratory frequency, what it is, because everything is energy, and thoughts, by way of that law, are energy as well. So when your thoughts and your emotions give you your vibratory frequency, and so as you're thinking and feeling throughout your day, you're vibrating, you're sending off these signals just as a cell tower would. And so that's why, you know, you've heard it said in many different ways, a man or woman is what he or she thinks of all day long. This is
and so someone, that's so true because, Rashid, I hear so many people talking about, well, I'm just believing for a love. I'm believing for the right person. But really on the inside, they're fearful. They're saying there's not enough good men. And, you know, I'm over 50. How will I ever meet someone? And so the vibrational frequencies are not matching, so nothing happens in their life. So they would need to line up their beliefs and their thoughts and their feelings toward what they want to manifest. And then that would create a new vibration, and that would bring that thing into their lives.
Yes, ma'am. You're on point.
Right.
That's absolutely it.
Well, you know, you are a hypnotherapist, and for many years, Rashid, I was afraid of hypnotherapists. I'm like, I felt it was weird. It was spooky. I was very skeptical of it. I thought that you were letting someone else control you. And then someone said to me, Constance, many people are hypnotized by fear all day long. And so I just began to do a paradigm shift in my thinking. So explain to my listeners what hypnosis is and how it can really help remove barriers to creativity and open them up to really deliberate creation.
Okay. Hypnosis, I make hypnosis analogous or synonymous with trance, because basically in hypnosis you're accessing another state of consciousness or another state of mind. Now, what I will say is that, and trust me, I've experienced my fair share of challenges. I have to explain this on a regular basis to new people that I meet. But like I said, hypnosis is trance. Let's just, you know, put it on a basic level. We go in and out of trance. In actuality, we spend about 85% of our day in and out of trance.
I did not know that.
And let me explain this. And this is, you know, and this is what I began to learn, which is what, you know, so fascinated me. But you spend 85% or more of your day in and out of trance. Because what happens is, I kind of briefly alluded to earlier, is that your mind, as it begins to interface and interact with new information, that information gets filtered. Well, the reason information has to get filtered is because your conscious mind is only able to handle the number that they give is about, I'll round it off to about 10 bits of data per second. But what's happening is every second you're being bombarded by about 2 million bits of data per second.
Amazing.
So consciously you can't handle all of that information. So you have to, your mind has to filter it. And once again, it's filtering information according to your beliefs. So things that aren't congruent with your beliefs, they get they get cached, they get stored in the deep vaults of your mind. And things that are congruent with your beliefs, they get passed to your conscious awareness. And what makes this significant is that, like I said, you spend 85% of your day in and out of trance because your attention shifts. For instance, the last time you drove a significant distance, you probably had your Bluetooth in your ear and maybe took a call, you were listening to the radio, and you're driving. Well, you've already just been driving alone, just handling the steering wheel. You've already used up the amount of space that you can use for giving your conscious attention to. So then what happens is you go slightly into trance. And your mind starts to doing things on autopilot. And so if you've ever driven somewhere and reached your destination and then said to yourself, wow, I don't remember any of this commute, you were in trance.
I've done that many times.
When you watch TV, you are in a deep trance because TV is actually indulging your senses. So TV causes you to have a story running. And once again, you can't consciously give your awareness to all of the different things that are going on. So you're in trance. So if, you know, if you understand that we have just a narrow bandwidth of conscious awareness that we can give out, and then after it's used up, the subconscious kicks in and starts to run things on autopilot, and you go into a form of trance.
So give me an example of a person who has come into your office and you've used hypnosis with them and they've had just great results.
Oh, wow. Where do I start?
Just one.
Okay. I had one client who came in with a dental challenge. And more or less what had happened was they had an accident at the hand of a dentist whereby they had some dental surgery, and the dentist went in and kind of hit some nerves. And for some years, this person had actually had this throbbing pain in their face because, you know, the pain was so consuming that it just went just, you know, beyond the gums and out into the face.
Right.
And so what I did with this particular client is I helped them to go into state and taught them how to, you know, while they were in state, taught them how to access the pain and basically dull that pain. And so I also had to teach this person self-hypnosis. And I always give my clients, or at least suggest to them, that they receive self-hypnosis. Because, you know, so once you're able to access these states yourself, then you don't need me. But at any rate, I taught her self-hypnosis. And so she began to use that method on a daily basis for a while. And what she said was probably within a couple of weeks, she was able to get that pain to the point that she no longer was aware of it in her day-to-day experiences. And now you're talking about someone who, when they came to see me, the pain, I said from, you know, 0 to 10, you know, how was the pain? And they were like, it's a 50 on a 0 to 10. So
right,
they experienced this on a day-to-day basis. And then to go from that to, you know, they forgot about the pain because it wasn't present anymore. So
well, you know, I just want to share with my listeners that hypnosis, EFT, NLP are all avenues or all channels that God has given to us to really help us to create the life that we desire, to really help us to move beyond many of the blockages and beyond many of the core belief systems that we have in order to create the life that we desire. So these are gifts to us. That's how I see it, Rasheed.
That's exactly it. In fact, I often refer to the parable of the three servants. You know, when the master was leaving, he gave each servant a certain amount of talents according to, you know, their aptitude. And so the first servant, he gave 10. The second servant, he gave 5. And the third servant, he gave 5. The first servant, when the master left, went and invested his talents and doubled his money. Second servant did the same, but the third servant, being fearful, buried his talent. So when the master returned, he asked for an account of what each of them had done. So the first servant said, "Master, I took what you gave me and I invested it. I used it wisely and I doubled it." And so he said, "Good, faithful servant, you know, more will be added on to you." And to the second he said the same, but to the third servant, you know, he basically rebuked him. He called him a foolish, unwise person, and he took those talents that he gave them and gave them to the one who had invested. And so what that's basically saying is that, as it goes, it says, to whom he who hath, more shall he have and more abundantly, but he who hath not, even that which he has, shall be taken. And so we've been endowed with these internal resources. God has put these, or the creator, the universe, however you connect with higher power, there's a higher force that put these things in us. As dormant as they may be in some of us, it's still something that we all have access to. And as we begin to access these different inner states, inner qualities that we've been endowed with, we're able to now be able to effectively make change and to be able to direct our lives and to be able to co-create in this living process. And that's really, you know, I know that I was led to these disciplines for that particular reason, to be able to express that in myself and then to be able to help lead others to that same awareness, that same.
You know, that's so great. Because hypnosis and EFT and NLP and meditation and visualization and affirmation and all those things are really gifts from God to really help us to create the life that we desire. And we only have about 10 minutes. And Rashid, I want you to be able to maybe lead my listeners in a little meditative kind of visualization, kind of affirmation exercise. But are there any guarantees that you will attract what you desire?
Well, by law, yes.
By law, because a law is something that works every time. So if people work the law, it's kind of like the law of electricity. If I walk across my office and turn off the light switch, because of that law, that light is going to go off. When I turn it back on, it will come on. So are you saying that by law, we would definitely attract what we desire?
We will definitely attract what we are emitting. So we may not consciously desire what we're putting out, but we will be putting out. So that's what I mean by law, the energy that we're putting out, we're attracting back to us. Now,
okay.
People say and profess with their mouths that they desire something, but as I mentioned before, with 60,000 thoughts going on, playing in the background, and having this, you know, because and having these negative emotions potentially going on in the background by way of those 60,000 thoughts, what you actually could be doing is producing not only a psychological negative state, but now you're also releasing toxins within your body, you know, because every thought has a corresponding electrical impulse and a chemical impulse. And so you're emitting these chemicals into your body, and now when you have these negative thoughts and negative emotions, now you have like this toxic mix of you know, negative energy going on. And so this is what consumes you, and this becomes what you're emitting, what you're vibrating. You know, this is the energy or frequency that you're resonating at. And so by law, you are attracting what you're putting out. But in order to attract what you desire, you have to go and you have to become in alignment with what you desire. And there are, you know, numerous things you can do to kind of kickstart that process and to begin to move in the direction of your conscious desires.
So let's talk about some of those really quickly, because I want you to have an opportunity to really share your exercises with us and also for you to share about what your services are. How can my listener begin to kickstart or change or alter where they are and begin to deliberately create their heart's desires?
The very first thing I have my clients do is get absolutely clear on exactly one particular thing that they desire. You know, I learned this personally. When I wasn't clear in what I wanted, you know, I began to have mixed results because I wasn't clear. So if you could imagine a bullseye target, one particular thing that you can pin to that target, that will be your moment of clarity and knowing exactly what it is that you desire. And then from there, like I mentioned, if you have audio affirmations, you know, just before you're falling asleep and just as you're awakening, play those. I also have a process I call 2x4. And basically, 2x4 is taking 2 minutes every 4 hours of your day and doing one of these four things during those 2 minutes, either meditating, and when I say meditating, basically being able to get your mind clear and move some of that mental clutter around. being able to connect with the quietness in your mind. Number two is focus. And when I say focus, give yourself a visual target, a visualization, or a movie of something that is congruent to your desires, or that is, excuse me, actually that is your desire. Make that into a picture or a movie and focus on that for 2 minutes, unwavering, without allowing any other thoughts to come in. And that takes, it takes a whole lot of mental discipline. The third thing is having moments of gratitude. For 2 minutes, conjure up all of the things that you can find to be grateful for. And go over those and experience your gratitude in the moment. And then the fourth thing is to pull out your goals, review them, revise them, and repeat them to yourself. So 4 times a day you will do one of those things. That's why I call it 2x4. For 2 minutes you will do one of those 4 things 4 times a day.
I just love that, Rashid. That is so easy for my listeners to really incorporate within their lives and to implement on a daily basis for many of them who are very, very, very maybe busy moms or people very busy in their work or their careers or in school. So thank you for sharing that. We have about 8 minutes, and I want you to take just a couple of minutes to share a quick exercise with my listeners, and then we want to know how can people contact you. And for my male listeners, I believe that there are only certain things that another man can tell a man. I don't know why. That's just my core belief about that. You'll have to help me with that one, Rashid. I'm going to really encourage you to really contact Rashid because she's a very powerful, strong man. And I think that sometimes that, Rashid, my experience has been that a man can really help another man many times really delve deeply and deal with those core beliefs. So Rashid is going to share with us his contact information later. But share with my listeners, what is the really quick exercise that you're going to share with us tonight?
A real quick exercise is an exercise in mindfulness.
Mindfulness, what does that mean?
Well, basically, during mindfulness, you are going to shift from an objective, fragmented viewpoint to a more subjective experience, meaning what you'll do is you'll become the what they call the silent observer. So you'll sit quietly and you'll just pay attention to the thoughts that are coming in and out of your mind, not trying to change them, not trying to shift them or do anything with them, but just becoming aware of those thoughts. Now, what that does is that helps you, as you're becoming mindful, as you're becoming aware of your thoughts, because oftentimes these are energies. Remember, thoughts and everything are energy at their core. Because these are energies, oftentimes these are blockages in our energy system. And so when you just become aware of them, and as you're aware of them, what that does is that helps to kind of take some of the charge off of that emotion. And so if it's a particular emotion that is causing a block in your energy system or in your emotions or what have you, just by being aware of them, now you're taking some of the charge off, and now you're allowing energy to circulate properly. And that's very important because most of us don't realize that by way of our emotions, we create energy blockages physically in our bodies. You know, like the average person may not realize it. As they're sitting in their seat, they're holding their diaphragm in a restricted position. And so once you become aware of it, wow, now you're able to actually allow yourself to breathe in deeply and in a relaxed state. But if you weren't aware of it, you'd still be holding it tight and restricted. And so that's kind of what mindfulness helps you do.
I love that word, mindfulness. I mean, Rashid, you have shared such great information with our listeners, and it's so practical, and I can see how they can just easily implement it into their lives. And as I say, I believe that anyone who is on my show, that God really directed me to contact them because they may not have the notoriety of some people, but I believe that Rashid You will hear from him again and again. We may see his name in light somewhere on a New York Times bestseller because he is a man that is passionate about serving and about demonstrating the life that God wants him to live on this earth. So, Rashid, how can people contact you?
The best way to contact me would be on my contact form on my website. My website is www.mentalinfinity.com. That's MENTALINFINITY, mentalinfinity.com. And on that website, we've got some goodies there. Got a video, got some information, some challenging information, some things to think about. We have products and services that we offer. And as well, there's a contact form. And I also have a Blog Talk radio site as well. And
what's the name of your show?
It's Mental Infinity's Neurodynamics. And if you go to Blog Talk, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/mind, M-I-N-D. And again, MIND is the acronym for Mental Infinity's Neurodynamics. And, I've got shows archived, and a lot of my listeners contact me by way of my email, by way of the form on my website, and they send questions. I've started a MIND Master group, and we've got some good things going on. But, I can't thank you enough, Ms. Arnold, for having me on your show, because I really respect what you do.
Thank you.
Each time that I've spoken with you, I sense and I know that you live your creed. And so
you
are a blessing to your listeners. And I'm just, I'm overcome with gratitude right now for having me on your show.
Well, you're more than welcome, and I just want to encourage everyone to go to Rashid's website and to really take advantage of those great coaching packages and opportunities that he has available for you, and also to listen to his radio show. Well, Rashid and I are going to continue to celebrate our birthdays, and we want you to join in the celebration with us by celebrating your life. Well, I just want to thank you so much for joining Rashid and myself tonight. We just had a wonderful time together. We send the blessing of God out into your life. And I declare that the best is yet to come and that you haven't seen anything yet. So please remember to visit my website at www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And also, please visit the Law of Attraction Radio Network. We have just fantastic radio show hosts that will really embrace you to go to the next level of your life. And I just want to thank you so much for making my show a very, very popular one. God bless you and have a great, fantastic week.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.